What would it be like to embrace your difference every single day? To no longer be the square peg that's trying to fit into the round hole, and to no longer have to try and create your life the way that other people do that doesn't really work for you? What would it take for you to find the way that you can be the difference in the world that you truly be? I'm Diva Diaz, and I'd like to welcome you to Deadly Different. Thank you for listening. What if your difference is the gift that you can be in your own life and to the world? Hi, everybody. All right. So welcome to this episode one of Deadly Different. I'm going to be looking in two different places because I am on two different devices. So if you're here, welcome on Instagram. Hi, everybody. And hi, everybody who's on Facebook. This is the first episode of my new live series, Deadly Different, which is also going to become a podcast. So if you're too busy to watch this whole video, or you would just like to listen along while you're maybe out for your daily walk, you can do that. We will have the audio of this up on Podbean very, very soon. So welcome to episode one. I'm delighted to have you guys here. It's great to see you all. Please let me know in the comments where you're watching from. Say hello. I love seeing you guys from all over the world. Hi, everybody. So today we are going to be talking about, so you think you can't change. Now, this topic is one that I wanted to begin the series with. Why? Because change can be one of the greatest gifts that we allow ourselves access to, but it can also be one of the things that we avoid the most. So why would we avoid change? And why would we want change? Now, I just have to start off by saying that the tools that I use in this live and in most of my work come from Access Consciousness. So please go check out Access Consciousness. It is to me, it's like a lifestyle. It's a set of tools, processes, questions that are super pragmatic that allow you to access what you know in any area of your life so you can change it yourself. So you're not looking for the answer here. You're actually looking for the answers or the awareness or the information within yourself. So I'm going to start this by asking you a question, okay? Now, you don't have to have the answer for this immediately. It might just be that some thoughts pop into your head, or maybe some feelings show up, or maybe it's just an energy that comes up. But let me start off by asking this to you. So what have you decided that change is? And let's get brutally honest with ourselves, guys, okay? Because when you're willing to be brutally honest with yourself, that's actually a level of vulnerability that allows you to go beyond that limitation that you're looking at in the moment, okay? We tend to think that we have to be like so strong and like super motivated, with like a ton of energy and maybe even adrenaline to change. That's not at all what's required. Of course, do that if you want, but what's actually required is a true sense of vulnerability. And what that means is not actually having any barriers up to yourself, to what's true for you, to what's going on for you, and just allowing whatever comes up for you to come up, whether it's something that is scary, something that feels really intense, something that perhaps you haven't wanted to look at. So I'm going to ask you guys to just allow yourselves to be super vulnerable and brutally honest with yourselves at the same time. So what have you decided that change is? Now, if you're like most people, somewhere in your world, you may have decided that change is loss. Why do I say that? Because how often when somebody decides they have to change something, it's because there's a big problem or there's something to fix. Like you've got to lose what's going on. Like if a relationship isn't working, you're going to have to lose that relationship. Or if you're not having an easy time at work, you might think that change with your work means that you've got to lose that job. What if change isn't actually loss? What if change is just choosing something entirely different? Anina's saying in the comments, it's constant work. It is constant work, but you know what? It could also be a lot easier than we make it out to be, okay? So I'm going to give you one of my favorite tools that I use when it comes to change. And this is a tool that is so practical. It's really a tool that you use for yourself, okay? And the tool is when you have that sense that, oh gosh, this isn't working. Maybe you're aware that a situation that you're in, either with somebody else or in your workplace, with projects that you're running, whatever it is that you're doing, maybe with your kids, when you're aware that that stuff isn't working, one, be happy, be grateful that you're aware of it, because 99% of the people will not allow themselves to know that that is what's going on. Most of the time, people try and kind of like hide what's going on because they think, again, that if they were aware of what was actually going on that isn't working, that they would have to lose something, lose that person, lose the income from that job. That's not what this is about. Okay, so one, be grateful when you get the awareness. And two, you want to say to yourself, okay, so number one, what can I change here? Now, this question is super important. Why? Because you're not asking, what can I fix here? You're not saying, what is the problem that I need to somehow mend, throw out, or, you know, fix, you know, improve in any way. You're not asking any of that stuff. You're asking literally, what can I change here? Now, the gift of this question is that it's actually going to get you to start looking from a different perspective. And that's all that this is about. It's about you looking from a different perspective than you've looked at before. Why? Because a different perspective is going to give you different solutions, different possibilities, different awareness. So when you start to ask, what can I change here? Then the next thing you want to do is shut up. Okay. Don't think about anything else. Don't start trying to figure it out in your head. Don't start trying to think of all the reasons why it could never change. You know, we have so many reasons and justifications, like, it would be too difficult to change this. I've tried 500 times before and it's never worked, or I'm too pathetic and pale, weak and interesting to be able to change this. I don't know how is another great one. You don't need to know the how, okay? All you're doing is you're starting to open up a new pathway, a new way of thinking that you haven't thought of before, okay? So you just want to ask the question, how can I change this? What can I do to change this? And then shut up, go grab a coffee, go for a walk, do whatever you want to do, but allow that question to start to work its magic. And hi for you guys who are joining. Again, I'm looking in two places because I've got two devices on at the moment, on Instagram and on Facebook. So hello, everybody. It's great to see you guys online. Now, the next thing that you want to do is when you start asking, how do I change this? And what's required for me to change this? You might start to get some feelings coming up. You might start to get doubt coming up. You know, all these things that are pretty normal to have. So you might start thinking exactly what I said before. I've tried 500 times before and it's not worked. Or I don't know how to do this, so therefore it means I can't do this. And by the way, guys, a little kind of like side note, just because you don't know how to do something doesn't mean you will never know how, okay? Not knowing how right now doesn't mean that you're incapable. It doesn't mean that at all. It just means that you haven't done it yet. Okay, so just putting that out there. Because so often we stop ourselves thinking that we don't know how, when knowing the how isn't what creates you being able to change. You just need to take the first step. So once all of that stuff starts coming up, because it might do, you know, you might have some fears, some insecurities. You might start thinking, oh, what would my partner say? What would my colleagues think if I improve this area, or if I suddenly, you know, become more confident, or whatever it is that you're working on? So then the next thing that you want to say to yourself, this is not something you go around saying to other people, unless you want to freak them out, then do say it. You want to say to yourself, interesting point of view that I have this point of view. Now, why do you want to say this? It's so simple. This, right, is literally the simplest thing ever. Interesting point of view that I have this point of view. Now, what this does is it's going to start to take the charge away from that thought, feeling or emotion that you have going on. So notice how when you have like a doubt come up, it's like visceral, you can feel it, right? And when you've got fear, similar thing. When you think that you can't do something, that's also a similar thing. So very often that's where people get stuck. That's the stop point. They don't go further than that. Why? Because they're like, okay, this is the wall that's here. This is the barrier. I can't go any further than that. That's my sign to stop. What if it's not? What if it's just information that there's some belief there, some point of view that you have, which literally means the position that you're viewing something from, which can always change. So what if it doesn't need to mean that it's like a fixed thing that you can't change? So whenever something like that comes up for me, I look at it and I go, okay, this is super uncomfortable, if I'm entirely honest, but That is an interesting point of view that I have. How interesting that I would go to self-doubt. What an interesting point of view. And the more you say that to yourself, every time the self-doubt comes up, every time the fear comes up, every time anything like that comes up, what you're doing is you're literally rewiring your thought process and you are opening up to an entirely different way of perceiving your reality and perceiving that situation. Why? Because we get so used to functioning on automatic pilot and just going down one automatic road, you know, all the time. Like, if a scary situation happens, I will react in this way. Yeah, but what if you didn't have to? You can, of course, that's not wrong. But if you would like to create something different, you've got to choose something different. And that's going to start with the way that you're actually talking to yourself internally. So interesting point of view is going to be your best friend if you would like for change and choice to start to be something that's really, really easy. So again, it's not about listening to what people say to you and saying to them, well, that's an interesting point of view that you have about me. No, that's just being unkind to the person, okay? This is not about using this on other people. This is about using this for yourself. So when stuff comes up, say to yourself, interesting point of view. What an interesting viewpoint that I'm looking at this from. What an interesting belief that I would go to. What an interesting limitation, huh? How interesting. What if I didn't have that? What if something else were possible? Now, the moment that you start asking yourself these questions, what happens is instead of you going into the automatic reactions, you're actually going into action. So you are actively, whether it feels that way or not, you are actively taking control of your life and of what it is that you would like to change. And this is one of the things that I find most empowering with this work and with Access Consciousness, that with these very, very pragmatic questions, you actually start steering yourself and your life and your work and your finances and your relationships and everything, because, you know, it's you, it's your life. So anything that you change touches everything around you. You start steering that ship in an entirely different direction just by making one different choice. By asking one question, you're changing, you know, direction by one degree. Then you ask another question, you're changing by another degree. And before you know it, you're heading somewhere completely different. And what starts to show up in your life as a result is completely different too. Hi, everybody who's joining. So hopefully that will be a contribution to you guys. Again, remember that you've got to look at this yourself and you've got to start asking, okay, so what have I decided changes? Have I decided that change equals loss? Because if you have decided that, chances are you're probably not going to want to change that situation because you're going to have already assumed that there's going to be loss involved. And who wants to lose? You know, that's not always like a fun, happy thing. But what if you were willing to lose the things that weren't working for you? And the beauty of asking yourself these questions, like, you know, what can I change here? What different choice would I have to make for this change to be easy? And then interesting point of view that I have this point of view for everything that comes up. What that does is it makes the things that aren't working fall away with a certain amount of ease. Okay, so it's not about you having to throw the baby out with the bathwater, but it's actually about you starting to take control and creating new possibilities for yourself. So thank you so much for listening, guys. I'm going to keep these short so that they're super digestible. You can find this on Podbean afterwards. But, you know, welcome to episode one. So you think you can't change? What if you could actually change anything with so much ease? And I look forward to seeing you guys next week. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to this episode. I hope you're enjoying the podcast. Please make sure to follow or subscribe on your favorite listening platform. You can also find out more about me and the tools of Access Consciousness on my website, divadiaz.com.